time to talk some Black Bear football. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you, as always, by Creative Print Services. Visit them online at creative-ps.com. And by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. We're joined by the coach of the Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, good afternoon.
Rich, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Congratulations on that first win of the season.
Appreciate it. We just needed to get number one. So feeling good about it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it was a quality win against a very good team. Merrimack, I was impressed with them. An outstanding quarterback and a lot of fight in that team.
Yeah, I mean, I said it after the game, but, I mean, Dan Curran, the head coach over there, you know, known him for a long time, did an excellent job, obviously, getting that program to where it is now. And you know, they're still in the probationary period to transition to Division I, and that's a very good football team. Now, you know, on our end, obviously, we felt like we left some plays out there and had some opportunities, particularly in the third quarter and in the beginning of the fourth, to separate and maybe make that ending a little less stressful. But, you know, obviously, there's things you learn as you, you know, grow a team and play together. And, you know, I think these guys learned how to win and were able to execute, obviously, the last few minutes of the game, you know, making the stop in the red zone and then executing the four-minute drill and finishing in the victory formation. You know, that's an experience that you can only really get through game experience. And I think it was big for the guys to be able to finish that way. Would have liked it to go down a little differently, but at the end of the day, a win is a win.
Well, you got to be happy, obviously, with that red zone defensive stand that you mentioned, but also getting those four takeaways. That's something that the defense hadn't been doing a lot of lately, and so to come up with four turnovers has to feel good for that unit.
Yeah, it was big. I mean, you know, it definitely helps the confidence because, you know, you can replicate that and work on that and practice a lot. And we've had these conversations before about how you do that, but I think stressing it is big, but at the end of the day, when you're, you know, fundamentally sound and playing the right technique, the ball usually finds a way to come to you, and that's when you can be aggressive. And, you know, we had a number of plays the guys made, and then a number of really athletic plays, too. Obviously, Ray Miller's interception was an outstanding athletic play. And, you know, those are big takeaways. And the first two we scored points on afterwards, the latter two in the second half, you know, those were opportunities to put the game away, like I said. And we didn't do that, but in terms of just getting the takeaways and then obviously the downs at the end of the game, I mean, that was huge for that game, and it definitely adds a level of confidence to our defense moving forward.
Special teams, wow, two blocked PATs, Rich Carr getting both of those, National Special Teams Player of the Week. You took both of them back for scores, only the third time that's happened in the history of college football. Is Coach Kite expecting a bonus from this?
Yeah, the check's in the mail. So, you know, Jared, you know, did a great job all week. You know, I said it a number of times, and I try to be very objective about where we're at. And I really felt like this week of practice, you know, the previous one was probably our strongest, particularly with teams. You know, we really executed in all four phases, and then field goal and field goal block as well, and just felt really confident about it. And when you look at the track of that game, whether it was on, you know, hit squad, our kickoff unit, our house party, our kickoff return unit, you know, there were some big yards that we were able to gain there in field position. David Gell punted the ball really, really well, particularly in the second half, you know, especially backed up a couple times. That got us out of some bad situations.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, and we were able to get some returns, like I said. And, you know, it's pretty rare when you block two PATs and bring them back. That changed the whole game. I mean, it changed the whole complexion of the game. And ultimately, it was a huge reason as to why we won the game, along with making some field goals there. So I thought teams was obviously huge.
How about Derek Robertson's performance? You have to be pleased with the fact that no turnovers there, not a lot of mistakes overall. What did you think of his first start?
So that was solid. You know, Derek really prepared for this and did a nice job. There was a couple, you know, missed throws that he wanted to get back that were, you know, again, going against a team that played a lot of man-to-man coverage. You know, there were some tight windows in there. There wasn't a lot of access throws, which, you know, you'd like to have in your first start. But I thought he handled it really well. You know, he didn't have any mental errors, which is big, and didn't have any turnovers. So that obviously had a big impact on the game because, you know, they had four. So for Derek, you know, that was a solid performance. There's a couple plays he left out there. But, you know, there's plenty of things I could have done better. And I think Derek is just going to grow from this moment. And, you know, he's 1-0 as a starter right now, and that gives him confidence moving forward.
Well, this week you get to take on an FBS opponent, Northern Illinois. What do you think? Did Michigan loosen them up a little bit for you on Saturday?
Michigan looks like a good football team on tape.
They're not bad, yeah.
They looked all right. They looked okay. But, you know, Northern's a really good team, and they're very well coached. And that running back is a very good player. You know, they beat Georgia Tech in the first game, had a really competitive game. In the second one against Wyoming, and lost close, but scored a lot of points, you know, in that game. So, you know, I think overall, you know, we're playing a quality opponent. We got to fly out there. And, you know, they're going to be hungry, obviously, coming off of that win before they enter conference play. So we know we got a big challenge ahead of us. But, you know, luckily around here, as you know, Rich, like, we treat these games the same as every other one. And they're all winnable games to us. And our guys, you know, really buy into playing into these FBS games. So we don't treat it any differently. You know, the players get up for it and they get excited. But at the end of the day, we're going out there and trying to win a football game.
Absolutely. Well, it's good. I wanted to ask you about that, and when you answered already that there's nothing different in the game prep when you're taking on an FBS team. It's next team up.
Yeah, I don't know how other people do it. I mean, for us, you know, we play two every year, so that's a given. You know, that's not changing. So for us, there's really no other way to view it and to mentally prepare. You know, we tell our players pretty much get it out of the way usually on Sunday, which, you know, yesterday we talked about it. It's like, this is who we got, and we're treating it the same way we do everything. You know, our players, you know, the money comes up with, you know, media and things like that. They don't care about that stuff, and neither do the coaches. You know, we're literally going out there to play a team, and that's who it happens to be. It's Northern Illinois, and we're going out there to try to win a football game. So for us, we've had success in the past. Obviously, 2 years ago, last time we played these games, we played two really quality teams tight. It was a one-score, two-score game. And the previous year, you know, we beat Western. So, I mean, there's a track record, but at the same time, you got to go out and do it every year. And, you know, I think this is going to be a big challenge for our team, but the guys are going to be up for it.
All right. Well, have a good week of practice, Nick. Good luck on Saturday, and we'll talk with you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Charlton, the head coach of Black Bear Football. Our Black Bear Reports on Downtown brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-771-8. They're the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. And by Creative Print Services, where you can take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work. From small restaurants to major universities, Creative Print Services can help you excel. Their experienced team will work with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. It's Creative Print Services. They're on the Dowd Road in Bangor. A proud supporter of the Black Bears, call 947-2250 or visit online at creative-ps.com.